Britain.
Budget. Party of colour. The world's oldest political party has done a good job of embracing ethnic diversity.
Boris Johnson is such a vivid embodiment of white privilege that it is easy to forget how diverse his cabinet is. In 2005, the Conservatives had only two minority MPs. Today, two of the four great offices of state, the Treasury and the Home Office, are run by Asian Britons. And diversity is so entrenched that black and minority ethnic or BAME Tories are replacing other BAME Tories in senior positions. Rishi Sunak, the son of Kenyan Asian immigrants, succeeded Sajid Javid, the son of Pakistani immigrants, at the Treasury, while Kwasi Kwarteng, the son of Ghanaian immigrants, succeeded the Indian-born Alok Sharma as Secretary of State for Business. Mr. Sharma remains in the cabinet as president of the forthcoming UN Climate Change Conference. There are plenty of other talented ethnic minority MPs rising up the ranks, notably Kemi Badenoch, Claire Coutinho and Bim Afolami, while Mr. Javid is tipped for a return to high office. The head of Mr. Johnson's policy unit, Munira Mirza, is also the daughter of Pakistani immigrants. The party, which has two female prime ministers, to Labour's zero, is on course to produce the first BAME prime minister. Mr. Sunak leads the race. In this, the Tories have done better than the rest of the establishment. The civil service has not yet been run by a member of an ethnic minority, or indeed a woman. The armed forces have not produced a BAME chief of defence staff. Just 3.3% of FTSE 100 chairs, CEOs and CFOs, are from ethnic minority backgrounds. Corporate Britain treated diversity as an excuse to give posh women jobs, says a prominent ethnic minority Tory. Salma Shah, Mr. Javid's former special adviser, says that the two of them were often the only people of colour in meetings. Two figures deserve much of the credit for the Tories' transformation. David Cameron's decision to introduce an A-list of female and ethnic minority candidates back in 2005 allowed Conservative Central Office to force local parties to consider fast-tracked candidates without removing their prize sovereignty. Though Margaret Thatcher didn't have much interest in race, she is an icon to the current generation of ethnic minority MPs because she believed in self-reliance and breaking open closed shops. The fact that class is still a more fundamental dividing line in Britain than race, which, given that it's easier to change your class than your race, is no bad thing, partly explains the Tories' success. Several high-flyers thrived at posh public schools. Mr. Kwarteng and Mr. Afolami were both at Eton, where the former was a King's Scholar and a habitual prize winner, and the latter president of POP, an elite society, and captain of athletics. Mr. Sunak was head boy of Winchester. Other high-flyers are examples of the great Conservative tradition of self-help. Ms. Patel was the daughter of shopkeepers. Ms. Badenoch, who grew up in Nigeria, returned to Britain at 16 and supported herself by working in McDonald's. The Conservatives' new diversity underlines the growing divergence between the British and the American right. The Republican Party has only a handful of prominent ethnic minority politicians, such as Nikki Haley, Donald Trump's ambassador to the UN, Tim Scott, a senator from South Carolina, and Marco Rubio, a senator from Florida. Several ethnic minority Republican politicians have Americanized themselves. Ms. Haley has dropped her first name, Nimrata, and converted from Sikhism to Christianity. Britain's BAME Conservatives, by contrast, tend to wear their ethnic heritage on their sleeves. Mr. Sunak celebrated Diwali by lighting candles on the steps of No. 11 Downing Street. In America, right-wing politics is increasingly about a white backlash against a rising multicultural majority. In Britain, it is still about making your own way in the world on the basis of your abilities. Many of Britain's BAME MPs are dry on the Thatcherite right rather than the wet, compassionate left of the party. pro-Brexit and enthusiastic scourges of political correctness, but they have not renounced their BAME identities. Indeed, many of them are Tories precisely because of their identities as striving immigrants. Ms. Badenoch captured this optimistic spirit in her maiden speech as an MP, when she thanked her chosen country for giving her the chance to live the British dream. There are obvious limits to the Conservative success. Matt Singh of Number Cruncher Politics, a polling company, estimates that the Conservatives won 24% of ethnic minority votes in the 2019 election, compared with Labour's 62%. Tim Bale of Queen Mary University of London calculates that the party's members are 97% white. Though Labour's members are 96% white, which is even more of a problem for a party that depends on minority votes. The Conservative strategy of showcasing ethnic talent by picking out high flyers and giving them safe, mainly white, seats, rather than, like Labour, using ethnic minority candidates to mobilise ethnic minority voters, has both advantages and disadvantages. The advantage is that it attracts high flyers who could have had successful careers in any profession. The Tories' talent pool, particularly among ethnic minorities, is notably deeper than Labour's. The disadvantage is that some of the most prominent BAME Conservatives have little in common with ethnic minority voters, many of whom are still trapped in urban poverty. The Tories' diversification is nevertheless thoroughly benign. It's obviously good for a party that needs to win votes in an increasingly diverse society. But it's also good for the country. It gives the Conservatives the confidence to engage in debate about questions such as multiculturalism and assimilation. It forces Labour to compete for ethnic minority votes rather than taking them for granted. Sometimes the most important things in politics are not the events that set Westminster jabbering, but the things that don't happen and then get taken for granted. The fact that Britain's Conservative Party has resisted the temptation, even during a period of populist turmoil, to become a party of white reaction is worth both noticing and celebrating.